Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, is anyone there?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm having technical issues this morning already, so welcome to Blog Talk Radio, everybody. My name is Lawrence Strink, a.k.a. Sparky Lee. I'm your host. I'm also the founder and CEO of Legacy Programs Education Reentry, where we pride ourselves on not just a successful reentry, but a permanent reentry. You can find us on legacyprograms.net. as well as Facebook groups, Legacy Programs, and Our Legacy Each One Teach One Reentry Services. So feel free to reach out, get some help, gather some information, be aware, and educate each other. So today we were supposed to have a special guest, two of them actually. Jennifer Vanetta from COVID-19 Terminal Island was supposed to come back. She's doing an amazing job by spreading awareness and educating the community for our loved ones, and for our community. So I kind of had that ready to go today, and it seems that that is not happening right now. So you all get the pleasure of hearing my voice. How you doing, Tommy?
Doing good, bro.
Nice. So, oh, man. So reentry, that is going to be the topic I talk about today. You know, I've been out, I'm on the 24th, I'm coming out on a year out. It's been very easy, it's been very difficult. Probably the first 2 weeks was my hardest of readjusting after 20 years spent in California State Prison. Yeah, I see ya. So, Christine? Are you on today?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, hey, how you doing? We got the whole family here. So, so reentry. Let me tell you about my experiences with reentry. So I am, I've been part of the system since 8 years old. That was the first time I ever got arrested, eight, nine, something like that. Always in trouble, always caught up in some type of institution, group home, foster home. It's, you name it, I've been there. Everything except federal. So I'm kind of institutionalized. I get it. And so this week was a very rough week. You know, we as formerly incarcerated have trigger words. We do not like the word punk or bitch. And we are the type that will give all respect until we feel disrespected. And that sometimes is an issue. So, yeah, that's just how it is. And the thing about reentry is that we have a record. We are discriminated against at its finest. We always have that monkey on our back. And that, which means is that normal citizens that are not sympathetic to us returning back to, as citizens, they hold something against us sometimes. And we have to get past that. I have to get past that. Unfortunately, I am a reverend, but I am also a fighting reverend, and I see that, you know, there are certain ways. So just a little education for all you guys and gals out there, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, when one of your coworkers disrespect you, do not disrespect or take off your tool belt and try to chase them down. That is not the proper way to keep a job. And, you know, this is what I learned after the fact. The proper way is to go to the boss, the big boss, and you sit there and you tell them that you've had a conflict. In doing so, chasing somebody or taking off your tool belt and actually trying to assault them for words that mean absolutely nothing out here except, you know, whatever principles and morals we have, it will cost you your job. So congratulations to me. I am now unemployed because of that. Got my text. You know, thanks for your hard work. And it's kind of weird being broken up. It's almost like a ending a relationship over a text. Not very classy, not very professional, but hey, it's safe, right? So that's been my week, you know, adjusting to being out here and people, there's so many different personalities and emotions and stuff that, you know, and if you talk too much, you know, you're a chatty Cathy. If you don't talk enough and you have a wrinkle in your forehead like I do, you look like you're pissed off at the world. So, you know, you got to find that proper balance, I guess. So, yeah, I'm, you know, Monday back to the job search. Probably going to go back into construction. I don't know. But let me tell you something about construction workers. Some of the biggest assholes ever out there. You know, they speak their mind. They say what they want. And you can't respond back. You're supposed to just sit there and take it, I guess. I don't know. So I'm having issues with dealing with that. So I'm going to take this into an educational lesson and, you know, try to turn this upside down and make a positive out of a negative and just sit there and say that, you know, most of these 16, 17-year-old, 18-year-old people, they go through numerous jobs. Probably several in a couple of year span, I don't know. But here I am almost 40 years old in February, and I am on my second job. Apparently, I just don't fit in. So that's one of the things of being out here and, you know, the importance of community and actually being there for each other and trying to build each other up instead of tearing people down. And, you know, there's people I don't like, straight up. I do not like them, but I respect them. I'm courteous to them. And I do what I can to leave people places and things better than I found them. And that's just, I guess out here, it's not very practiced. You know, you got a bunch of selfish people and they do what they do. And then, you know, one thing pisses me off is that you disrespect somebody and you sit there and you call them out their name and every name in the book and just complete, take the humanity away from them. And as soon as, you know, somebody flashes back in violence or anger, all of a sudden you're a victim. And excuse my language, but I believe that's some bitch shit. And, Tom, you know who you are, not Tommy, but the guy that, you know, got me fired. You're a bitch. So, yeah, that's it. And you know, fighting out here for us, let me tell you something. In prison, it's just a 115. It's a violation. It's nothing. You know, you lose 90 days, you get it back in 6 months. But out here, you know how you win a fight? You call the cops first. Isn't that grand? You know, you could say whatever you want to somebody. You can sit there and disrespect them and threaten them all you want. But the minute that you go to the cops, you win the fight, no matter if you started or not. So congratulations, Tom. You just won a stupid prize. Yeah, so I'm not in my best mood right now. I'm still kind of mad. You know, the guy that runs a construction company should have looked into it a little bit more. But, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes is one of my favorite sayings. Ding, ding, ding. Tom, you got anything to add?
Well, bro, I mean, in my times of, you know, walking, of shedding light, I've learned to bite my tongue and take the high road. That's because, you know, I have loved ones out here that what you do reflects on them tremendously, especially if you're married and you have kids or if you have nieces or nephews that you kind of look towards before you make an action. But I will say that before I got out of jail, when I did get out of jail, I had that mentality where I wanted to fight the world because I was hurt, I was angry. You know, it's a bunch of crap, but when it comes down and boils all, when everything's brewed, the only person that was in my corner was me. Even though I was still hurt, still angry. You know, I remember a time when I lashed out at somebody, at a customer, and I chased him down to his house. I literally chased him for blocks and I scared the holy crap out of him. But I was wrong for that. When I looked back at it years later, or even that same day, I was lucky to even have my job. And it's kind of like out here, it's like if someone breaks into your car and you defend your belongings by fighting them and you cause bodily harm to them, because you have insurance on your car, you're at fault because you just caused great bodily harm to somebody. You cause more damage than they did to your vehicle because your vehicle has insurance. The human doesn't. So you would be at fault. It's a weird system how it's played and messed up, you know. But at the same time, you have to remember that you have loved ones that when they bark, there's no bite. So you got to kind of remember that you're still in control of your situation. You're still in control of your mannerism, the outcome, and just look at them like a clown. You don't give a clown an audience. They have nothing to perform for. And it's no easy task.
Yeah.
So I understand where you're coming from as far as chasing, you know, somebody around, taking off your tool belt and chasing them around. My God, I'd be fearful too.
Well,
what's this guy going to do to me?
Well, I guess the reality is it's not who you know, it's who you blow. Congratulations, Tom. So, not you.
Hey, take it easy. I'm just the spokesman.
No, no, no.
Shit.
No, not you. The guy's name was Tom. So.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about it. So, yeah, apparently he's blowing the boss. So, yeah, that's real good. But, yeah, but that's just the thing is that, you know, I'm very honest about where I come from, what I've done, you know, how much time I've done in prison. I don't hide the fact. I don't take pride in it. I don't boast about it. I'm not ashamed of it as well. But I think it's important that, you know, when we go forward, we are who we are, and our situations and our experiences have created us who we are. And, you know, moving forward, yeah, there's some things I need to fix. There's stupid people or just stupid people. You know, there's not much you can do about it. You just kind of have to navigate around them and stuff like that. So I'm learning that. You know, in prison, we have zero tolerance for disrespect or inconsideration. It's normal 9 out of 10 times it ends in violence. Out here, I'm learning that, you know, how do you sit there and take crap from somebody when you have this stigma attached to you that you're formally incarcerated? And, you know, how do you sit there and move forward where you're not, you know, you're not just eating it up and it's not eating you up, and where you get to speak your mind? But apparently, you know, like I said, you run to the cops, you win the fight. So you could say whatever, do whatever you want. As long as you call the cops first, you win. And that's what's wrong with this system. You know, I just, you know, it's like, you know, what's weird is like losing a job is going through the 5 stages of grief. That's the only way I could describe it. You know, you're one moment you're sitting there in disbelief going, what the hell just happened? The next you're sitting there like, oh shit, I'm stressed out. I don't know how I'm going to pay my $400 car note, this and that. And you're sitting there just, you know, in disarray. And then next thing you know, you're laughing about it and you come to the terms of acceptance and just like, well, it is what it is. And then you go through your little depression stage and then, you know, you jump out of that and you go back to normal and it's just back to the grind, I guess. So
well, you also got to keep in mind that you got to stay under the radar. you're like a target when it comes to society, and when society comes to you, it's like they don't have, you know, certain pinpoints on them. So when it boils down to the law is not your friend right now. It's not going to be. It's not going to be, you know, tasteful. It's going to be distasteful. And everything's going to seem unfair. Like the world is against you. You know, it's that's the way the cards are dealt right now, and that's the way they're going to perceive it.
Yeah.
So
well, I can see it.
The best thing that you could do as a person to try to understand this whole situation, and it's not fair. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying that the fact of whatever the situation or how it arises. But you got to find some type of way to get over that they're words. Otherwise, you're going to tear yourself up. And I get it. You know, those words are terrible words to hear that anyone calls, you know, somebody that. It's just that's too far.
Well, this is the thing I don't get. What gives somebody the right without a record to sit there and say whatever they want? The moment I speak up and speak my mind, I'm an asshole. You know, I just don't understand how that even works. You know, where it's
according to the law, you're not a shiny penny.
Damn
and
right, I'm a quarter.
Right.
And,
Jesus Christ, that's funny.
A penny. I don't want to even be a shiny penny. I'm a silver dollar, damn it.
Oh, my God.
I am rare.
Oh, shit.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry for whoever's listening to this. This is not how
I apologize. I want to apologize to everybody today. I am in a straight screw it mode that I am so frustrated, and this is going to be my healing thing. So I, you know, if anyone else has anything to say, go ahead. If you want to sit there and tell me I'm absolutely wrong, I'm full of shit, that's cool too. But yeah, I'm definitely going to speak my mind today. You know, like I say, you know, thanks Tom, appreciate you, man. See you on the employment line, but you're going to be dead in 10 years, so you know you're not going to live that long. I'm not going to do nothing, but you're going to die of old age before anything. So I got 30 good years. Can you say the same? I doubt it. Okay, go ahead, Tommy. Sorry.
Just change my name. I can't.
Well, I'm just, you know. I'm going to speak.
You're a damn comedian.
I'm just speaking my mind today, you know, and I'm doing a wedding next week too. So good thing we're not doing it today because I'm kind of pissed off. So, I mean, I don't think that's in the, you know, what am I going to sit there and say, hey, congratulations, you're married, you're pro, you know, the divorce rate is 80%. Within the first 5 years. So, okay, go ahead. You there? Okay. So, that's two Toms I ran off this week. I'm just playing. No, Tom is the asshole at work. I am, Tommy is my brother. So, yeah, Tom. The other Tom's a drag queen in San Francisco or somewhere that dresses up on the weekends in his girlfriend's pants. I don't know what he does on his free time, but he's kind of a weird dude. So different Tom, different Tommy. Sorry about that.
So like I was saying, it takes an acquired person to try to manifest, you know, and adjust to the situations of, you know, the way the law is perceived in California. And it's not fair. You know, the justice system is not fair. You know, like someone, like I said, someone breaks into my car and I go out there and toss them a new one. You know, I'm in trouble. you know, I'm now responsible for the hospital bills and any repercussions that happen to them because of great bodily harm. You know, that's statistics. That's not right. But at the same token, you know, you defend your property. You do what you got to do in this world, and to a certain degree, you know, you bear arms. We have the amendment.
What about no? Let's talk about what's his name? Rittenhouse or something like that. The guy that just defended himself, shot like three dudes, killed two of them, and 17-year-old kid. And you know our constitutional rights is to protect foreign and domestic. And he waited for these people to riot, and he's now facing two murder charges. Hold on, we have a guest at 605. Would you like to state a comment or ask a question? Tell somebody fuck off?
Well, first of all, my name is Chanupa Gluhamani. I'm from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Hey, I was great to be on this show. You know, I'm listening to you guys comment and how you are engaging on this dialogue about, you know, the wrongs that are supposed to be made right. If you look at how America has always practiced and perfected colonial policies against people of color and their own, mind you, meaning white, don't take that into a direct account of being racist or offensive.
No.
We have never, and I mean we as people of color, we have never, ever in our human rights ever took direct account of all the racial bigotry that's happening in this country of mine, my country, because there's no such thing as America. That's a false claim. And when you idolize that and worship that, then you're going to be like Trump and all the rest of them people thinking that, oh, yeah, I can take and take and keep degrading and downgrading people in because I got the money to back it. That's how the system works. Now, what I'm getting to is you have three large ethnic groups in Turtle Island. You got the indigenous people, which are red. You got my African people from the continent of Africa in my country that were brought here in the 1600s, called black people. Then you got my Asian people, which are also nomadically people that worship somebody that is yellow in their belief system. Now, the one I leave out is the enemy to these three. But you will know this, folks. You will know this. And on every level, if we three people of color were ever to have a courthouse or a human rights office, mind you, we can charge these people with one of the greatest crimes of all time. And it's called propitiate fundamental practice, which the Caucasian race has done to animals and people of color. So when you look at the eastern shoreline out there in Maine to Florida and come inward to probably about maybe Michigan, Minnesota, and go down, all of them states out east were populated with indigenous people. Indigenous people, native people, red man, whatever you want to call us. Now, let's ask this informal question. Now, this is where the racism might sound a little bit tricky. How does white America put all them indigenous people back in them states that once had populated areas of indigenous people, yet alone give the language back to my black brothers and sisters in my country and their names? And the same way with my Asian people. You see, this is the problem. We have never undertook our own systems to hold them accountable. And I can say this only on this level. I appreciate that a lot of our people of color are taking these responsibilities to sit in colonial practices of seated judges and so forth. But they do not, I repeat, they do not do enough to hold the enemy accountable. And what that young man has done by killing people, he wanted to kill people just like the cops did to our late brother, George Floyd, and on and on. That's the way they are. But we have never, ever tried this on the white man. If you get all three of these nationalities together, the yellow man, the black man, and the red man, and we sit down and have a one-day discussion, or maybe two, however we decide, and hold all these heinous behaviors, topple it upon that white man, I bet you 10 to 1, we three will come out victorious. Why? Because you know this, people of color, we have done nothing to that man. Heinous, illegal, or otherwise. And that's why we are all struggling to remain free, but it's him. It is him. That's the problem. It's sad that all three of us of color are using his language when we should be using our own. That's why I go back to that sentiment. My black brothers and sisters that are in my country, I feel for you real badly. I hurt for you all the time. That's why I stand for anything that my black brothers and sisters go through, even my Asian people. Because when you take language and names away from them and replace them with yours, white man, there is no way that we can have the ability to free ourselves when we keep using yours. And I put that little answer and question back to you all because this is a great show you're having, and thank you for allowing me to come on. Back to you.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. And just so you know, I am Cherokee and Paiute, and I get what you're saying. I have studied my family's ways, and I know a little bit about the culture. So, no, I get it. But if you ever notice, it's no longer – so what I'm noticing out here, especially as an advocate for the formerly incarcerated and the family members, what I'm noticing is that it's no longer really a race thing. It's a class thing. And we're being run by some out of touch people that have no idea. They're in their own little world and just passing down bullshit to us to live by. And they're giving us, you know, I grew up in a very poor neighborhood with blacks and Mexicans my whole life. And because of the color of my skin, you know, I've always been never accepted by one or the other, to be honest. So, but when I went through that justice system, let me tell you something, I was treated like the poorest of the poor. The average education of anyone going through the system is third grade. So it's almost like the rich Americans are actually making a whole new language for themselves and giving us just bits and pieces to barely survive. So I get exactly what you're saying. So I just see it more as a class thing, as a race thing now, because we got these dudes in suits running around, sitting there telling us how to live our lives and making all these laws and telling us that we can and can't do this and raising prices on this and, you know, but saying, hey, you can only make this much a year. And it's just, you know, well, America is not America. Let's just be honest. It's not. I'm proud to be here, I guess, but I'm very ashamed of our government. Our government's full of crap. I don't trust them. They're like lawyers in cheap suits. So that's just my take on that. But I hear what you're saying, bro.
Thank you.
So, and that's the whole point of the show. You know, you could come on the show and say whatever you want. That's fine. You know, it's part of the healing process. You know, it's so much in life that they're taking away our voice and they're taking away our freedoms and our rights and sitting there saying that we can and can't say this. Let me tell you something. You come say whatever you want on this show. I do not care. I speak out, you know, when I want to sit there and put out that I know one of my coworkers is dressing in drag every weekend with his little boyfriends. You know, hey, I nothing knocking that, but I could freely say that on here. So would you like to tell anyone to fuck off there, sir?
Who, me?
Yeah. You want to tell anybody, you know, you can tell anybody anything you want.
Let me say this. If white America could ever, ever really smell the shit that they dish out from their mouth, because all their so-called, you know, the white man always used them term, when people of color get very important to discussing things about them and other things, they say, well, that rhetoric is biased and all that. Well, fuck you, white man. You ain't going to hear me this. You teach us your words and syllables in your language. And I said, fuck you, white man. You don't even understand what the word fuck means, white man. And see, that's the part that convinces people. It's okay for the white race to use it. Even in Senate, they use it, okay? But they say that they have the culpability to balance words in their everyday speaking when they pass judgment or legislation. But here's the catch. I put a senator in position like that, and I asked him, sir, since you're highly educated and you're profiled and you're a person representing, you know, the government that we never seen and we never will, vote for, okay? So I'm going to ask you this. I said, Senator, describe what fuck means in a political commentating avenue when you dispense politics. Because I heard you say that earlier. And let me so tell you, man, the Capitol Rotunda got quiet. Well, man, it means a number of things. I said, no, you don't know the word, but it's okay for you to use it, though, ain't it? When you're passing judgment, changing legislation, and so forth, bills and otherwise. But you can't define it, can you? Well,
that's a good question.
Yeah, I did use it out of context. And I mean, see, that's the cover-up of white America, see? So I said this, okay, since you don't know it, Mr. White Man, Senator, I'm going to answer it for you. F-U-C-K is an acronym, the same way white man has made their language acronyms, and then they rape them and make them bigger to confuse your brain, okay? So here's what I'm going to tell you, Senator Patterson. F-U-C-K's definition is fornication under Cornell knowledge, okay? So when spouses and their partner get together, they have fornication, but it's an embracement of what love can do to reproduce life and make life. And the sad thing is, even being politically incorrect, you don't even know the term of that. He got quiet again. See, it's all these taxpaying people that put all the money into these people in these legislative branch governments to try to dispense good intentions of politics and different resolutions through any committee that is appropriated to change bills and acts by Congress. The open arm is they couldn't even understand. How about this, brother? What does it mean to be politically correct in defining the words politics? Tough question, huh?
No, that's a good question.
See, the reason, this is why white people do this all the time. Every time they think their knowledge is great, they subdial something that is irrelevant to the situation. Being politically correct in defining the word politics, it means postponing the decision when the decision is no longer relevant. So what do? They take your form of an application complaint and they stick it on the bottom, and guess what? They keep getting higher and higher and higher. See? So, we're gonna bring this up at the next committee or this. That's how politics work. It's a dirty way of doing it. So tribal governments are in the same predicament. But here's the catch. If people like us on your show today, and thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
If we all can get this together in our hearts to start implementing more of the freedoms of these independents, we can stop everything that's happening today because we start doing for ourselves. Many have tried it, and they failed. They did, and we all know that. Whether they were the American Indian Movement, whether they were the Black Panthers, whether they were the Brown Berets, and even them damn Ku Klux Klan. If you look at the other three colors of man that stood to change things in this country of mine, of Fertile Island, like I said, I hate that crap term America, no such thing. So these three colors of man tried so desperately to look at the survival of their communities, okay? Here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Three FBI agents came on this reservation. They never got off, even with the BIA police. So those three law enforcement people is the reasons why they accused my brother Leonard Peltier for being locked up. And then the FBI, the BIA agent guy that came on here, they already went to prison and got out because this was how their portrayal was. They used Indian against Indian. But yet when you harm them, that's what happens. And when you look back at all those three groups, the Black Panthers, the Brown Berets, and the American Indian Movement, okay, all of them, we all know this, through the history in modern, attire, they all have become part of the system of the elites that operate them to turn against one another. Now let's look at the Ku Klux Klan. We know all three of them other groups have bullet holes in their uniform, right? Well, why not the Ku Klux Klan, huh? Somebody's still wearing those suits out there, huh? Somebody's still wearing, they don't got no bullet holes in them, do they? See? That's the problem. But I know, and I'm confident enough to understand that if we take our freedoms back and replace it strongly with our independence to believe and care for one another, that's how our life can reproduce the love that we have for each other. And that's a hell of a way to say, fuck America. Back to you, brother.
No, I appreciate it. You know, one thing I love about that is, you know, being formally incarcerated at 20 years and coming out, I deal with a lot of injustice. And I deal, and let me tell you something. Most of the people I have issues with are these, and I'm not racist, but these white people, it's mostly white, older people that think that they have something coming, and it drives me nuts. And, you know, but yet, you know.
It's those same older people that have made our society the way that it is now. You know, you can't normalize anything. Everything's society-based, you know, so those older people, you can't train a new dog, an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
So the only thing to do would be to do it by example. Okay. They are outnumbered. They are totally outnumbered. Okay.
Yeah.
The people that hate. Now with everything that's been going on, thank God more and more has been coming to light and more people are joining the movement together. Is what we need to also do is unite. Everybody needs to unite. We need to stop pressing the government to do certain things and shutting up. Don't get pacifier. Don't get comfortable. We need to keep pressing and pressing and pressing because we'll never get anywhere if we just hoot and haw when certain occasions happen. And then when that occasion, about 2 weeks, it dies down. And then we're quiet again. That's not okay. Like, look at my brothers and sisters on the Navajo Rez. You know, they let them take their land and do stuff on their land, but they're still not getting paid. You know, so it's just we all need to come together. That's the thing. We are so divided. We don't know what normal is. Everybody's got their own idea of what normal is. Society has been so tainted by so many things. They're so gullible that they don't understand that the government set you up back in the 50s. The government wanted us to be dummies. The government created TV. The government created negativity on TV. They did stuff to divide us. And we got suckered into it thinking that that's the way of the world. We stopped using our own brains and we started letting our government dictate what we do. And we need to take that back. We need to start doing for ourselves again. We need to start doing community fairs and start coming together as communities. You know, and showing these people that, you know, we need to come together. This fight is no longer just for whites, blacks, natives. It's not just one fight. It's all of them are fighting. My natives are fighting for their land. My natives are fighting for their water. You know, the blacks are fighting for their freedom and equality. Inmates are fighting for equality. Inmates are fighting to get unlabeled. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we need to stop labeling people.
Whites are not fighting for anything. The whites are the ones that are causing the most controversy and division between all of everything. The white man is wrong. The white man thinks they know everything, A to Z, and everything in between. But I tell you what, when you get out of a book and you look into society, it's not all about the book. All you can learn is through A and Z and everything in between it. And once you get rid of that book, you start being inventive. You start being creative. You start doing things that you never thought were possible. But the white man's a fucking asshole. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
they're a damn liar.
I agree with you on that
100%.
Well,
you know what? You're very, from the 605, 602, wherever you're from, you're a very smart, educated person. Whatever you've been saying is very 100 100% correct, and I'm very glad that you came on today and became bold and said something, because I'll tell you what, there ain't many people out there that understand what the hell is going on out here. And these political people out here, these fat cats are what do we want to call them, our government? Fuck them.
Yep.
There is no government. They're all in the same boat and wanting what they want and how they want it, and shine that crystal fucking ball and shove it right back up our asses and tell us that, you know what, this is the way it's going to be and this is what we're going to do. Well, you know, you locked us up for 2 years for this COVID crap, and then you want to tell us that everything's going to be okay? No. Look how many people we have lost because of it. Look, and what are we doing about it? Jack crap.
Oh,
right.
No.
No.
Some people are so brainwashed are getting vaccinated. I mean, that's what they want to do. That's their choice. But they're being told that they have to get vaccinated now, and it's mandatory or you lose your job, and they're trying to put people in a lower class.
I don't think is correct. I think, you know, we're slowly losing our rights to our Constitution.
Yeah.
We're slowly losing that, and
we're fast
at letting them take it. Okay, I believe that the whole COVID thing was to see how much they could control us. They totally controlled us. They took us away from our religions. They took us from the house of the Lord. They stopped us from going to work. They wanted to see how much control they could have over us. And we proved to them that we're weak.
Yeah,
we proved to them that they can control us. Now they're giving us the idea, okay, well, we got the vaccine, so the vaccine is going to help everybody after they've already done a herd immunity. They've already done that. So now we got a vaccine. The vaccine's supposed to help you. This is not. Okay, so now you give me the illusion. First you gave me the illusion that there was an illness out there. Now you're giving me an illusion that this vaccine is supposed to help, because you guys screwed up and thought that you were going to do a whole society. What was it? Control society. You thought you were going to be able to control, you know, who lived and who died, like you guys did with the people with diabetes, like you did with the people with cancer, like you did people of poverty. You always make sure that they stayed in poverty. You always make sure that you gave them welfare. You always make sure that you gave them government assistance to keep them from winning the workplace. You make sure that you fund the Planned Parenthood so that the black people and the Hispanics can make sure that they get their abortions, because they don't want to give them more population. So let's kill them off and offer them the Planned Parenthood. See, our society is just so freaking brainwashed. And we let this government keep fucking us with no Vaseline. I'm sorry for my language, but they keep fucking us with no Vaseline. And there's got to be a time where we say enough is enough. We see the bullshit. We see how you're trying to enable us. We see how you're trying to make people of poverty extinct. We see how you're killing off population. We see that. But we cannot keep allowing that to go on. It's a thing for the rich to get richer and the poor die off. What happened to humanity? What happened to God's people? There's so many people that are fraudulent going into these churches saying that they believe the word and that the word says X, Y, Z, but when they walk out of that church, they're cussing, they're doing drugs, the pastors too. They're all doing it. We need people to preach the word for what it is, and that go by that book. You can go to Washington right now. They've got the Ten Commandments sitting in the front lobby when you walk in. You ask an employee, what is that on the wall? Not one employee can answer you unless they're super old. It's the Ten Commandments. They don't
That also goes to show the only book in the library that's never checked out.
Right.
But see, what are we doing? Absolutely nothing. We stay quiet.
We're coming together. That's what we're doing. No. We keep saying what needs to be done, but nobody's getting the balls to go out there and do it. If we just came together and stopped seeing color, I mean, goddamn, we all cut ourselves. We all bleed red. The sooner people realize that, the better off we'll be. Stop seeing color. Start seeing a man or a woman or a boy or a girl. They don't have to be labeled as a color. They're a human being. And we need to start recognizing
that. Can I jump on here real quick? kind of elaborate with what the sister's saying there?
Feel free.
Do you mind? Do you mind
no,
if
no,
I
no,
jump
no,
in
no.
there?
None
okay.
of you guys are
let me,
this is
Tanupa from South Dakota again, okay? And young lady,
hey.
I'm going to disagree
yeah.
with one thing on you, okay? And don't get offended.
No, go ahead.
What really harms people historically, and I mean historically, is the direct encounter of how those Ten Commandments don't work. Because we all of color are being bastardized by that book. I'm not a Christian. I don't believe in no damn God because them words are English. That belongs to them, okay? And their original tabloids of that language and that book belong over there. Even that was transplanted in my country, okay? So the economy that I'm looking at constantly, I will say this on this other disagreement of that. We are on the front lines liberating our shit against the white man because it's him. And that you're right. We're all red on the inside. But it's the outside that matters, okay? And that's what the white man can't see. He'll even do it to his own. This is how revolutions begun. And they begin that way. But nobody is blaming him. We have never, ever took our time and energy. Here's the most greatest understanding that we of color, if we could all do this together, and I hate that crass term, unite. I don't care. That's another one I don't like. If we all can do this together and file genocide complaints against this government, the states, county governments, and even the tribal governments, all four of those, you know, entities, we can stop the killing, the incarceration rate of our brothers and sisters constantly. We are all in prison, and we don't know that right now as we're talking because you all still have a Social Security card number. You also have a driver's license with a number on it, and the list will go on because there's a number on there.
Yep.
You see, this is how capitalistic control works, and we keep saying, I believe in God. No. If you're somebody of color, which we are, we have our own way of believing in who our sacred power is, the same way we indigenous people are connected to our grandmother, the earth. You see, the only ones that still have the honorable existence of really taking a look at the two-legged people is who? Is who? You see, it gets quiet again.
Yeah.
Who are the only people out there that are taking real harsh look at the two-legged?
Nobody.
Wow, it gets quiet, isn't it?
Nobody, yeah.
See? The people that are taking a look at the two-legged for all their racial bigotry and their unethical connection to them are the four-legged and winged creatures. Come on, folks. We all came from them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we came from them, we wouldn't be here. Internal island, okay, which white men call America, or the United States. Ah, that's all a false regime of a, you know, mindset that keeps destroying your ability to think freely.
Yeah, united.
Every color of man. Okay, let's take a look at this piece from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, 90s, and today. That's a five-cycle span. When you back up and go from the 50s to the 40s, to the 30s and to the 20s, what have we learned from all those histories of wars that the white man has done? He used people of color to go invade other countries that never done nothing to us. But it's because of the resources and minerals that white people want to steal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're a thieving people. I will say this because I hate them for what they did to me and mine. Okay, and they're still doing to me and mine and my others of color, okay?
Wow.
It's hard to erase hate, and it's hard to erase that feeling of racial bigotry against that man until we together confront him to take a look at himself freely. And once we do that, then you'll see the journey of his guilt become an inevitable piece of liberating himself. Because whether you look at it and you study, I studied all Bibles, all seven Bibles when I was incarcerated. I too was like the brother speaking there. I was locked up because I took the life of a cop, and that's why I ended up in prison. I was 13 years old. Now I'm 64. So I can't go back and tell that 13-year-old kid, hey, don't do that. But right. They were abusing our people when we took a stand in Wounded Knee in 1973. I was 13 years old in there. And them cops, whether they were BIA cops, state cops, and otherwise, they were raping our little boys and girls in the name of law and order.
Yep.
Okay? This is what's still out there. It's still out there, man.
Yep.
So I had to take arms against them to stop them from harming my little girls and boys. God damn, man. But society don't want to look at that.
Right.
See, it's all the ideologies of what's privileged to them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have white privilege, when you have white justification, when you have white supremacy, you're leaving out one thing, white think. So when you left white think out, they constantly vitalized the same thing through parentheses of law written by civilized and modern man, which strips language from people. Unfortunately, we indigenous people in the Western Hemisphere out here in the Dakotas, we still have our language. I still have mine.
Thank God.
Not only do I speak Lakota, I speak Cheyenne and Mexica because my Mexica blood comes from sister land, little sister land of Mexico. I hate that crass term, Mexico. No, Mexico. And I speak my indigenous language from home. It's called Nahua. That's the Mexica language. The Shahila language, which is the Cheyenne people in Montana, and here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in our state of South Dakota, is Lakota. And then I speak this heinous language, English. And English is the only language that makes you cuss, swear, and degrade people. But the other three languages don't do that. But see, that's inhuman. But until we come together to put that genocidal complaint into action and file fundamental practice against America, then and only then can we be successful and be free and left alone. But it's going to take a majority of us that are on the front line still doing that today. That's how we're going to free captivity of our people. The white race is the only one that believes in jail. His house is a jail. His car is a jail. Whatever he has is a jail. You know it and I know it. And the sad thing is we can never, ever make that white man reflect on his own ideology of living in a country that don't belong to him. Back to you, brother.
Very,
this is a bad show, man. Bad show.
Hey, so now with what you're saying is absolutely 100%, fucking 110% correct. I'll tell you that right now. But the other thing that I had is so what do you suggest that we do?
Okay, here's what I want us to do. Start by backing up away from them, okay? Wherever you're at, take a look at them and watch them behave, okay? This is what I told a lot of great figures in my time. I used to be the bodyguard to the late Lehman Brightman and Russell Means. And then I knew my brother, Dick Gregory, and I'm still connected to, you know, the rest of the black colleagues of mine, you know, in the main realm, Reverend Al Sharpton and you know, Dr. Martin Luther King III, and, you know, Angela Davis's chapters of people, and Empress Chi, okay? These brothers and sisters that I affiliated myself back in, you know, these just recently before, you know, our brother George, you know, got brutally murdered by the white man, all these other encounters that happened, I tried to tell them this. Look, folks, if we can take ourselves away from the climate of what they're doing, okay, and it's going to be tough doing it, but it can be done. And we start taking those initiatives. And I said this on your show today. If we all can come together, it might take anyone of the three races, the yellow man, the black man, and the red man. It'll take 10 to implement this understanding before them. And we start talking about how we can create this preventive justice against them by charging them. Because they do that to us every day, okay? Every time they wake up, they want to figure out, we got to get to the country club to see what we need to do to these three colors of men, especially their women.
Mm-hmm.
Especially their women. Okay, that's what they think in these country clubs, all right? So they create this avenue to come out and try to incarcerate and silence us and kill us at an alarming rate, and they get away with it. Don't forget, Trump woke racism up.
Oh, my.
But you do not see none of the people taking approaches to charge that man. for ethnic right. cleansing. Right or wrong, folks?
Right.
That's right.
Right.
See?
Right.
Nobody's doing
Please.
That out there.
Right.
But yet, when we come to
thinking.
Conclusions like this and understanding, we're not putting the blame on that man because that's how the rich and powerful work.
We're not holding him accountable
history.
For anything that we would hold the next
don't
person
forget,
accountable
don't forget
for.
History,
that's bullshit.
Man. Don't forget history.
Yeah.
When you look at Rome, when you look at Mesopotamia, the Mediterranean, the Greeks and the Egyptians, and now the failure of the so-called American empire, okay? The empires, these six empires, okay? They
uh-huh.
were brutally abusing people from babies through up to the old adults, okay? This is what's not written or even not seen, but it is. All you have to do is watch them. And so their blood and their genetic system is the criteria of how they constantly force that upon people that are struggling to remain free and independent. That's the hard part, because we could all talk games in different levels, but we're never blaming him for the sociological deformatories that he's forced on people that are struggling to remain free and independent. Right there. And they use the, don't forget, the white man adapted the constitution from the indigenous people of the Northeast, from the Iroquois Confederacy. Don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And this continent known as Turtle Island, the little mm-hmm. sister that's on the show with us today, sister,
mm-hmm.
there was no jails over here. There was no jails. The white man brought that up because those four ships brought all ex-cons over here. And that's how they created their incarceration force, man, from the Pinta, the Mina, the Santa Maria, and even that damn Mayflower, okay? So all them ex-cons came here. The late guitarist, Eddie Van Halen, he just died last year. You know what he said on national TV? He said when they came over here, because the Van Halens, they came to this country with $50, $50, okay? So his father was a band, you know, player in some band on the ships. So when they came here, you know who he said didn't like them? His own kind, the white people in this country didn't like them.
Thanks.
Because Eddie Van Halen and his family spoke their own language from across the water. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
See,
know
they
that.
Hung on to a tradition and culture, right? And
mm-hmm.
nobody believed in them. Nobody didn't like them. The white race condemned them. And
yeah.
guess what? They became multi-million-dollar musicians. Oh, so now the white man wants to hire
Be
them for cousins
them.
And all their white
their
kids are buying
now.
Their music.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen told on them. Yes. And you know who he hung out with? He hung out with the indigenous people, the black people, and the Hispanic people and Asians. That's what he said. And I was blown away by that. I said, right on, Eddie. Right on. And rest in peace, brother. He said that on live TV.
And I love this history lesson because this is the stuff that they take out of the books. You know, the history
Thank
that they
you.
Teach in school is all crap. They're constantly, even to this day, they're taking stuff out and saying, oh, well, this all the time. The stuff you're learning in school is crap. You're never going to use this stuff. The history that they teach you is the history they want you to learn, the history they want you to pass down to your loved ones. And that's how they brainwash us. That history that is in those books is all crap, people. Straight up. Because let me tell you something. Life lessons is where I learn my history. I talk to different people. I talk to different states, different countries, different types of people. Let me tell you something. Men like this brother right here speaking, he's speaking the truth. But you know what? This is a problem that the elders hold against us. And I don't even want to use that word, the elders.
Why people will not put out there?
But the
white
government
would
no,
not put that out there.
No, but the government
on their people. You know what I mean? We're almost apt to get like blocked or something because we're actually talking about the government and being real.
Oh no!
You know what
I
mean?
Let me tell you something. I don't expect to be on next week, folks. So if you all want to reach, you can reach
the
me
government.
At
lakeprogram.net.
I am going to be censored like a mother. I could guarantee you. But you know what? It's one small victory, right? Let's get this stuff out there. We still have 28 minutes to sit there and talk about this. But, I mean, I figure if I can lose my job and lose the radio show all in 1 week, I'm winning, right? Thanks, Tom.
Hey,
so,
you know what?
What happened?
You know, when you tell the truth, that people, that you just movies and stuff that you can watch, it looks and tells you, like, no, the American, the white people, you know, they sit up and they say, oh, we're white. Well, you know what? If you do your genealogy, you might have ancestors from Africa.
Oh, no,
if
we all do.
If you do your history.
There's no such thing as a pure white race. That's all
there
crap,
is
too.
Not.
Even Hitler.
Even
Hitler was a Jew. He had Jew in him. So he could sit there and say all he wants. But so the thing is that, you know, but the government, what it's doing is it's censoring us. It's shutting us down. It's giving us these false traditions to pass on to our children. And then in the meantime, we're under this brainwash that, you know, they're here for us. They are not for us. They are for them.
But the people are getting lazy. We're not teaching our kids no more. We're letting our kids get manipulated by these gadgets, these games, these telephones, these tablets, these computers. Our kids are not thinking it normal anymore. They are totally controlled by these devices. People are controlled by these devices.
Well,
if you lose your phone, you're going to have a freaking heart attack because you don't have to remember numbers like you did back in the day. Common sense is completely gone.
Yeah, but what best way to divide a country than to distract them? That's all these are. They like distracting us.
They're distractions, but we're letting them do it.
Yeah.
They're distractions, but we're allowing it.
It's not just obesity.
We never had ADHD. We never had kids with autism and like freaking crazy and cancer. No. They made this stuff in our meat. Look at how they're butchering our food. If you look how they butcher our food, if you have a cow in distress and you kill that cow, that meat is coming into our bodies. We are eating a distressed cow. We're eating distressed pigs. We're eating distressed chickens. It's in our food.
Oh,
and people are allowing us to be manipulated.
Brother, can I jump into to aim at what she's saying here? Okay? This is why I suppress this issue. I step up with this issue on freedom and independence, okay? The reason why kids are picking up all these new devices is because women like her and men like myself are allowing children to do that. We don't understand Planned Parenthood in a home anymore. The teaching. We don't teach discipline anymore. So today, now when the kids grow up, people are scared of kids today, okay?
Right.
It's our fault. We have to own up to that shit. But when it comes to eating meat and all this, I disagree with that because we still hunt out here. We still hunt wild game, okay? That's why we keep a healthy immune system going. Our immune system is what we eat off the land, okay?
Yes.
White man, yeah, you're right about eating unhealthy foods that are through fast food commodities such as, Burger King, McDonald's, and all that.
Yes.
You're angry at something, ma'am, and I appreciate your anger. I really do love that, okay? But aim it at the white man for a change. That's the problem you're not doing. You're aiming at all these brothers that are trying
Thank
to talk
you.
To you and they're
Thank
giving you,
you
that space. But the hard part is, are you of an ethnic identity of blood that still has language, ma'am? I'm going to ask you that. I'm going to ask you. My phone number is 605-517-1547. Please call me, any one of you brothers, anyone on the show listening tonight. 605-517-1547. Please call me. My name is Chanupa. Chanupa Gluhamani. See, that's the problem. Women like her and many others do not have the audacity to calm down because that's how white people are. They talk and talk and talk because they want to be right, but nobody else can be. See? And she has fallen there. And I'm not attacking you, ma'am. I am not doing that. You, too, need to find peace of mind in your heart and slow down and really take a look at it. Blame the white man for a change. That's the problem you're afraid to do because he's the one that created all that. Every time an invention comes out, whether it's a phone, computer, TV, the white man want it right away. And so the kids want it. Right there. We're part of that. That failure. That's how injustices work. The minute they see something that is heinous created by the white man, they're going to go do it. So guess what? The incarceration goes back up, the rate of it. See? That's inhuman. But that's what the white man wants, day in and day out. You know it and I know it. But the hard part is finding peace of mind. That's the problem we can't do, because if you look at the word love and life, they're identical, L-I-F-E and L-O-V-E. They begin with the L and they end with the E. And you know what's missing in the difference between those two words? It's what's in the center, the I and the F and the O and the V. If you take the L and put the L farther left and take the E and put it farther right, those are the two that makes the difference. That's within the human body, life and love, duh. But the hard part is those were small acronyms, a four-letter word, the same way as fuck.
Yeah.
See, that's the hard part. If you really want to know about the white man, learn his way and turn it back on him like we're doing today on this show. And I thank you, brothers and sisters, for allowing me to come on. My phone number, 605-517-1547. Please call Chinupa. Give me a call, because we have a radio show every Friday and Saturday. It's called the Indigenous Voices of People. I would like you guys to come on our show. Most definitely. I would love you guys to come on. So I'm going to leave it with that. And Wopi Lakaka Ichicha. And thank you, brothers, for allowing me to come on. Do call me. Again, 605-517-1547. Thank you, and if I may, I will give you guys a call next week to come back on. Thank you, but you're welcome
Please
to come on our show, too, Friday and Saturday. Thank you, brothers. Aho.
Thank you.
Aho.
Thank you, bro.
Aho. Okay, and I think I'm going to have to get off too, Sparky. That was awesome. You there? Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm going to sit there and thank brother for coming on and bringing awareness and educating us and just his honesty. And I think that's the lovely thing about today is that, you know, I'm being real emotionalized because I'm pissed off at, you know, this dude that dresses up Tom. And, he got me fired from my job. So, you know, I really do appreciate the honesty that everybody had on. I know the cross team, but, you know, I don't mute anybody. We just all got to, you know, I do my best. But no, I just want to sit there and say thank you for everybody. You're always awesome. Thank you for coming on today. And next week, guest, right?
I think so. I need to contact him and see if he's still ready, because I don't want any triggers.
Okay.
Because he was incarcerated during the COVID time. So I don't want any triggers going on. I don't want people to get triggered. But he said he would be ready, but my daughter's birthday's today. I'm so sorry. It's not an excuse, but everything just kind of went over my head, and it was all about her. So,
How old is she?
She's 29 today.
And how? What's her name?
Kathleen.
Kathleen. Okay. Well, you know what? How many kids sung Happy Birthday on national radio? Let's do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
birthday
to you.
Happy birthday,
Kathleen.
Happy birthday to you. And many more. Okay, I think we need to keep our day jobs.
Yeah, I am definitely not a singer. I just want to thank our guest today, though, and a special shout-out to Kathleen. Happy birthday. You only get one at this age,
yeah.
So wait till you hit 30, and then you're worse. You start
No. We're going to be optimistic.
Okay.
And about your situation, I didn't know, bro, about your situation. I didn't hear from you, but... You know what? When some doors close for a reason and another door opens, so don't look at the negative of losing your employment. Something better is to come. You know what I'm saying? So just keep your head up, bro, and stay positive and optimistic. Like, sometimes things aren't meant for you and you want it so bad, but you're so determined because of the flesh. But God didn't have that for you. That's not what God wanted for you.
Yeah.
So
understand the fact that you know, you get whatever you want, and then all of a sudden I say something bad. and I'm in the wrong. Like, I feel that if you tell me to fuck off, I should be able to do the same thing. You know, and it's all good at the end of the day. But apparently, you know, like I say, you know, when you're with the boss, thanks, Tom, you know, that's what you're doing. I mean, that's cool. It's all good. So,
yeah, but, I mean, just not the mistake. When one door closes, another one opens. There's something else that, you know, is your calling. And
absolutely.
Everything will be okay. You know, everything always works out for the good. So.
Oh, I agree. And I just want
Leave Tom alone. It says, ask God to bless your enemy. Ask God to bless your enemy. So forgive and move on. And do it with a full heart. And let God deal with it. If you hang on to it, bro, you can't let God deal with the situation. It's not until you forgive and literally move on from it can God deal with Tom.
Yeah, that's true. No, I get it.
Thank God we'll deal
I'm
with
crossing
Tom.
Out. This is my healing process
I get it.
I'm going to get canceled this week. I have this feeling that I'm going to get shut down. So I might as well just get everything off my desk and tell people how I exactly feel. And just, I can
grab them all. You got the part of it. You know what? You and the wifey and your son, y'all need to go get in the car and take a drive for an hour.
Yeah.
North, south, east, or west. It don't matter. Just drive an hour. Woof and have lunch or dinner or something, and then come back.
I like that. I think I'm going to do that.
You need to do that. In certain things, you need to take time out for yourself. And this, you know, to clear your mind and move on to the next step or see what God has in store for you, you have to get the clutter out.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You have
and,
to clean your closet and get the clutter out. So, like I said, you guys jump in the car. Don't say nothing. Just tell her, let's go. Tell him, let's go. Jump in the whip.
Yeah.
Come on, let me speak some ebonics to you, bro. Jump in the hoopty, go get some fuel, turn some corners for an hour.
Well, and we'll keep that between us because I don't think, you know, it's not like anybody's listening, right? So,
right.
No, I want to thank the brother Chinupa encourage everybody to educate yourselves. Instead of looking at somebody like they're just lashing out, you know, look, I identify as white and I am mixed native, but you know, I didn't take anything that man said offensive. I think that, you know, we have to listen to everybody's point of view. We have to listen to everybody's perspective without censorship. And that, you know, if I sit there, you know, it goes all the way around. If you sit there and say you don't like formerly incarcerated, that's fine. I'm not going to take offense to it. But you know, the thing is that, education, awareness, and that's what we are all about, people, that we need to sit there, get your voice out there. If you want to sit there and tell a coworker to go screw themselves, help them. You know,
well,
but I do want to thank
having Chinupa on the show this was a blessing, period, Sparky. It did this live. He's from South Dakota, which is amazing that he's even listening. And then for him to even talk, you know, like for him to even openly say something was amazing. He's a man of wisdom, and he's a man that we look up to as elders, as indigenous youngsters. So just a little bit of history there, a little bit of knowledge there. If he's welcoming to come back to the show, that is a total blessing in itself. Like I said, he is our elder, and he definitely deserves a lot of respect. And he would know what I'm talking about, and others would know what I'm talking about. But yeah, that was a blessing. And he did say his number. He said give him a call. Once again, Sparky, I think that was 605-517-1547.
It was.
And he is in South Dakota. So, and he openly gave that number, which is just amazing in itself. I would say you could probably get a lot of spiritual guidance from this man. If you know, he's got a lot of wisdom to share, and he's on some real stuff. So that's amazing. That was a blessing, Sparky. So I don't
personal experience, as far as where he's been in the 70s, and also when, you know, at a young age that he got arrested. So he's got some, you know, not only history, but he's got some miles on himself. And, you know, and also another, you know, as a talk show radio, he's welcomed everybody to go on to his talk show as well, mm-hmm. and his platform, and to, you know, come back on your radio station here, Lawrence, and to give some more input and insight of what he was talking about. He's got a lot of, you know, viral information as far as history goes. He's actually pretty correct on that. And, you know, knowledge of what he has to share.
I would take all ears,
man. I don't know if you had all lights lit up on your board, but I'll tell you what, this guy's got a lot of wisdom and Fort Knox underneath his wheels. He's got experience. So I got to hand it to him. And I hope he comes back on next week.
And just so you guys know, we have 12 minutes left, and there's another 605 number from one of our brothers or sisters. Would you like to leave a comment or question?
Well, my brother just called me, and my name's John Holy Eagle from out here in South Dakota. And my brother called, and he said, man, get on this show. And he said, if you can encourage him to come on to our show on Friday and Saturday. So I couldn't tell you guys what all he said, but I'm always, man, with my brother. Whenever a struggle goes on, I'm there to help him. And, you know, he's one of the guys out here in the Dakotas, in South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska. He fights for our people's rights. He's been in jail. He's been there. He's done it all. And he said, key into this show. And so I did, and I took a chance at it. My phone number is 605-517-2621. But I will say this, thank you guys for allowing my brother to come on. And if he can, I can run it by him to see if he can come on next week. And you're welcome to come on to our show, because I'm one of the guys that bring other people to come on. So thank you guys for allowing my brother to come on. He's a very, very smart, knowledgeable man. He's been there. He's done it. He's still not doing it today. And I just courageously love that guy. I hate to lose him. You know, he has a lot of assassination attempts against him because he's very vocal. He's not afraid to get it on with them, but he's afraid.
Right on, John, you said your last four digits was what?
605-517-2621.
Hey, thank you, my brother. And we will.
And John, what time is your show on Friday? We're like all over. So what time would your show be on Friday and Saturday?
The show is called Indigenous Voices of People, and you know, my brother there, man, he's usually using the language and he sings. He does a lot of things. I know he's in mourning because his aunt passed away, so he's dealing with that. So if he got very vocal and the way he is, please don't take that as a negative basis. He loves people. He loves to fight for people's human rights. That's just the way he is. I mean, his voice can say it all. He's just that way.
Yeah.
But on 5 o'clock Mountain Time to 6:30, Friday and Saturday, we have a show, and so welcome to come on. It's same 517, the 657, and then the 383 and 1630. A sister by the name of Brando helped him out with that, because he's been on the show with her many, many times.
And that's how I got
so
this show from her.
And so you guys can come on and help us, man. We need to keep this going. And thank you guys for having my brother come on. Now you said check it out, so I'm checking it out.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Love you, brother.
Right,
brother. What you're doing.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you guys. And if I may, I'll come back on if you guys will allow me for next Sunday.
Of course.
Absolutely. We'll do, it's, 12:30, Sparky, to 1:30?
Okay, so you guys are Eastern time, so you're what, about maybe 2 o'clock?
We're Pacific Standard.
Okay, so over here right now it's about 2:40-something here.
It's 1.
So, okay, so you guys are like an hour behind us, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're in Mountain Time. All right, brothers and sisters, I appreciate that.
Well, it's been a blessing.
Right.
Thank
on.
You.
You guys have a great one. Be well. Thank you.
Be blessed, John.
Thanks.
So we have a 9. Thank you. We have a 971. Would you like to? You're off mute. Would you like a question or comment, real quick?
Hello, my name is Mark Blackrill. Kinupa told me to call in. I usually call in Fridays and Saturdays. I didn't even know there was a show today. I just jumped in, so I don't know what the topics are, what's going on. I love the shows. There's always good things to talk about, good topics always going on every single time
I
get on.
Well, welcome.
Thanks.
But yeah,
welcome.
This show is normally we talk about any type of injustice. I just like to give people a voice. I like to give people uncensorship. If you're having issues with community, if you're having issues, it's just a place to vent, to speak freely, to be not judged, and in confidence. You know, we try to help each other. We're very resourceful. If there's something we can help you with, we can always lead you in the right direction. Myself, I'm an advocate, and I run legacyprograms.net. And we offer mentors and stuff, but I also have my sister here, Jennifer. She does COVID-19 Terminal Island. And so, I mean, we address
an advocate.
Everything. Yeah, she's
yeah,
also
I'm
an
advocate more on the people's rights side. I believe in people's rights. So I'm more of that kind of advocate. I'm currently in a lawsuit with Terminal Island, Federal Bureau of Prisons in Terminal Island. So I help people that don't have a voice. I help them have a voice, and as long as it's for the right and justice of the people, then that's basically where I will jump in at.
Yeah. So you're
and I'm in California. Mark.
I was
so you're more than welcome.
I was told to call right now.
Yeah, we're getting ready to end the show, but thank you for chiming in. We're like I said, every Sunday at 12:30, Sparky.
Yes.
Yeah, 12:30. You're more than welcome to join us. It's an open forum. If we do have any listeners that have a specific topic that they would like to talk about, please contact myself, Jennifer Van Etta, on Facebook, DM me, and then, or I don't know about Sparky, but you're more than welcome to contact me and let me know if you have a topic that you want us to address. It's open forum, though, bro, on Sundays.
Okay, yeah, I'll tune in on Sundays.
Right on, bro. That sounds good. Let the people know, eh?
Yeah, it sounds great, man. Thank you. Thanks for allowing me to talk, and thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for the support.
And so you guys are almost wrapped up right now?
Yeah, we have about 5 minutes left.
Unless you had a burning desire, bro, that you got a burning desire,
yeah.
You got something to say. Let's do it.
You want to tell somebody to fuck off?
The government, white people.
Okay, there you go.
I just wanted to say thank you, and I hope everybody's well. Be safe. It's crazy times. I live, I'm in Salem, Oregon right now, and there's a lot of crime and a lot of just injustice that's going on on the West Coast. So I'm glad to hear that everybody out here is good, safe, healthy. Be well, and I'll turn it over to the people.
Right on,
thank
bro.
You, my brother. So I just want to let everybody know we had a really good show today, and I thank all our guests. And, you know, be angry. It's okay to be angry because, you know, today I was pissed and I got really good results. Apparently I'm not alone. And
Chinupa, thank you, bro.
I love
thank
that
you
guy.
Once again. That number was 605-517-1547, Chinupa, South Dakota. Thank you, John. Thank you, John, for your time and just chiming in, 605-517-2621. And I think it was Mark Blackrow. Oh, thank you, guys. You know, we stick together. That's what's up. And the show, Indigenous Voices for the People, is on Friday and Saturday, 5 to 6:30 Mountain Time. Brothers and sisters, let's support one another. And fight for each other's rights, and just we hope that everybody has a safe week ahead of them. We pray that the Creator just watches over everybody and nourishes our body in the best way possible and keeps our mind clear of the all the negative that's going on. Keep your heads up, stay optimistic. Like I said, if any of the listeners have any burning desire, go ahead and chime in now. If not, if you're more on a personal level, you need to talk to somebody. I'm here for you. I know Sparky's there for you. You're welcome to look me up. My group is COVID-19 Terminal Island. So once again, thank you for the guest that came on today. You're awesome. Thank you. Aho. So Sparky, it's another week. Let's do it, bro.
Let's do it. Aho takyase. So I just want to sit there and, you know, like I said, thank everybody for all your input and stuff. And be angry. You know, it's okay. Sometimes out of anger, that's when we get best results. It's just what you do with the anger. I decided to, you know, give it back to the people. And, you know, it was a good turnout. And I appreciate everybody's support. And like I say, if you don't support, the thing is, we have to support each other, whether we like each other or not. That's just the thing, because we outnumber the government and what's being pushed upon us, and you know it's not right. And history does repeat itself, people. So don't think that just because something happened, 2,000 years ago, that it can't happen today. It can happen. So I just want to sit there and I want to thank Tommy, Christine, John, Chanupa, and Eagle, what was the name? I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Wait. I got it written down. Who, Mark Black Crow?
No, not Black Crow.
We had John, we had Chanupa, we had Mark Black Crow.
I forgot that. I'm so sorry. I'm bad with names. I'm blonde and I'm male, so I have issues.
You know what? That is not an excuse. That's an excuse.
I know. I got to start writing stuff down.
I
got
you, bro.
Today, really. And,
I got you.
You know, I was really just having fun lashing out and doing a productive way.
Until I came in, no.
Yeah, nah, we're all good.
No,
so I love you guys.
Mess it all up.
Bless y'all. Stay safe. And if you want to hit us up, you can hit me up on legacyprograms.net. There, if you need a voice, we will help you get your voice. We will be a voice for you, alongside you. And that's just how we do it. You know, we are for each other, by each other. And this is, you know, this is us. So I love y'all.
Yeah. God bless
y'all. Yeah. And just, you know, pay attention to the flowers in the garden, not the weeds. And, you know, keep a positive perspective. How it begins is never how it ends. And like I say, you know, New Vision Organization, if we are still looking for people, a pro bono lawyer to look into prison abuse, cases to take. So if you know anybody, if you are somebody, please reach out to New Vision Organization based out in Massachusetts.
Hey, Sparky, have you heard of any attorneys for the people that were incarcerated that had COVID?
No, I made that
okay, check this out. If we can find an attorney, because I know in the federal prisons, a lot of the records got falsified, and that's an SB 1815 violation, which is falsification of documentation during a federal investigation.
Okay,
so
you got 10 seconds
left. Okay, so if anybody out there knows anybody who's doing pro bono or anything regarding the inmates that had COVID during incarceration, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm out. Have a great day, y'all.
Bye, y'all.